Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Sportscaster Jim Gray on Fox News Wednesday morning.
He went on to win more games for his first 10 years in the percentage. He won 3 out of 4 games. Just think about that for a minute, folks. 3 out of 4 games that he played, 75%.
Mission controllers started the risky process Tuesday to open the James Webb Space Telescope Sunshield. The telescope continues moving to its home 1 million miles from Earth. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get a COVID update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
The Biden administration remains under fire for COVID-19 testing shortages and long lines at COVID testing sites. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox News and criticizes the White House's strategy to curb the pandemic.
They ginned up the sense of needing a test. Everybody needs to get tested, and then they didn't make sure that you could receive those tests.
As part of the Biden administration's plans to combat the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant, the White House will order 500 million at-home rapid tests that Americans can obtain for free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, on Tuesday said it's actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Candidate Biden 1 year ago.
I'll put in place a plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly. I've already done it. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
President Trump in April of 2020.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
President Biden this week.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
As President Biden pulls back from his campaign promise, some in Washington are saying Biden should look to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the business model of how to proceed against the pandemic. Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer on Newsmax last night.
I think Ron DeSantis should be the business model for how Joe Biden should proceed. Joe Biden should have a New Year's resolution, and that's to try to change everything he's done with respect to COVID to make it more look more like what Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis have done with respect to COVID. He should fire Dr. Fauci, and he should try to get someone in there to work with his administration to have a consistent message moving forward. And the message should be that the states should have their own unique plan. The federal government will assist the states, but we have to learn to live with this. We cannot continue to have forced shutdowns.
Former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid died Tuesday in Henderson, Nevada, after a battle with cancer. He was 82. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you got the address, right? BillMartinezShow.com. Real treat for you. Ken Starr is with us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Ken Starr has had what all of us would know as a distinguished career in academia, the law, and public service, currently of counsel to the Lanier Law Firm. Ken served as president and chancellor of Baylor University. This is why he's so proud, because the Baylor Bears men's national basketball champions. So, we'll make sure we mention that and highlight it, because you know, the Star family is still bouncing around the house with pom-poms and everything. Just
bouncing bears. Bouncing.
Hey, yes, exactly. What a great run for the Baylor Bears. I know you're proud of them and those young men. I mean, what dedication and teamwork they exemplified.
Yes, and they've got a great leader and coach, Scott Drew, who coaches those young men beyond the game. He cares about them as human beings. He cares about their families. So thank you for those kind words. Go Bears.
Yes, exactly. Well, we had to get that in there. I mean, after all, national champions and all. Ken, I got to tell you, I cannot thank you enough for the book, Religious Liberty in Crisis. Being a man of faith myself as well, you really encouraged me in this book, because we've been saying on this show for quite a while that, you know, religious liberty has been in the crosshairs of the left. There is a war on religious liberty, and people of faith have kind of been rather casual about it, as evidenced by their response during this COVID time. And you mentioned this, you mentioned these, the aspects of what we're dealing with culturally in the book, and COVID-19 is just one of several that you mentioned.
Yes, and you know what? David of biblical fame had a slingshot. We have the Constitution, and it's a pretty powerful slingshot to defend ourselves, but especially to defend religious liberty. And Bill, you and I both know this is our first freedom. The very first 16 words of the First Amendment go to protecting religious freedom, and it is under assault. It's certainly in crisis in state after state, and so we need to equip ourselves. And so the good news that I hope to bring in this book to lay readers, I don't want this to be a law book. I want it to be a book for citizens who care about America's culture of freedom, including religious liberty, and for it to be a source not just of comfort, but a tool that they can use in the battle for the hearts and minds, including, frankly, of our children and our grandchildren.
You know, I think it's quite interesting that the left, the Marxist left, has gone after this foundational element of our Constitution. Without our faith, without religious liberty, the Constitution implodes, doesn't it, Ken?
Absolutely. John Adams put it so well when he said our Constitution is for a religious people. And if we don't have this foundation of faith, and we're certainly moving in that direction, then the Constitution stops working. Now, why is that? You say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does, because without this biblical faith foundation, then it becomes a matter of power. Who has power? And aren't we seeing that? Aren't we seeing in governor's mansions? Aren't we seeing that, frankly, in Washington, D.C.? We have the power, therefore we're going to work our will. As opposed to, wait a second, what happened to the spirit of reason, discourse, the prophet Isaiah, come let us reason together? No, get out of the way. We're in charge here. And so exactly. What do we do when the bulldozers start coming in? Well, we have something that's mightier than the sword, and that is the Constitution and the faith foundation on which it's based.
Well, exactly, because we know that our liberties do not come from the government. They come from God themselves. I mean, our founding fathers made it clear that God was our source for our liberties. I mean, this is the very thing that draws people from nations around the world, you know, to this country, is because of liberty. In this particular case, we're talking religious liberty, but that is tied into you know, the whole idea of freedom, because without religion, without God's hand, and as George Washington say, the hand of providence himself, we don't have liberty.
Yes, and we don't have the foundation for saying, you know, your view counts. Why do we have freedom of speech as well as freedom of faith? It's because we respect one another, as opposed to I'm right, you're wrong, and I'm going to cancel you out. But thank you for lifting up the vision of the founding. This is the declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We don't have to prove them. We don't have to demonstrate them.
Right.
We don't even need to debate them. If you want to debate them, we can. You have the right to do that. But what are these? These we are endowed by our Creator. Those are the words of the Declaration. And it's why William O. Douglas, who was very much a person of the progressive left, as a justice could say so many years ago, but his words ring true today. And these are the words of William O. Douglas speaking for the Supreme Court. We are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. And I think people could say amen to that. So
yes,
as we
amen.
Move toward this age of secularism, and especially hostile secularism to religious faith, then we need to equip ourselves so we can be effective and winsome advocates without ever having set foot in a law school.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, what people need to have their eyes open to see is that the attack on religious liberty is so obvious. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. We've seen this playbook before, and what they're trying to do, I mean, it's like the Book of Romans again. We're reminded there's this great exchange that's coming into play here. It's our God for their God, our big G God for their small G God, and every time this has happened historically, it has meant devastation to the people.
Complete, that's such a powerful biblical message, isn't it? I'm now rereading the book of Jeremiah. We're warning. Please,
right.
Stop doing what you're doing. The God's in high places. And so it was C.S. Lewis who said, man's natural state seems to be paganism. You know, we're wired to believe. And so I think what's happening in the cultural debate that's underway now is we have social media, we have entertainment, we have sports, etc. We don't need this, you know, God is dead, Nietzsche, God is dead,
right.
Or God is irrelevant. And so we need to be able, with that kind of hostility expressed to religion, and then to, here is what I think is so foundational to who we are as a free people, freedom of conscience and respecting conscientious objectors. And maybe we can talk about a case or two that involves exactly that. Conscientious objectors who've been protected in this country, even before, during the revolution, every single state protected the individual conscience, the conscientious conscientious objectors who could not take up arms against the British. They respect
exactly
that. We're
right
moving away from that right now.
Yeah, let's get into detail on the other side of the break. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Ken Starr and his notebook after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Santa Claus may be the most famous bearded man during the holiday season, but we're taking the time to acknowledge some men who are using their beards to make an eternal difference. Our 2021 Year Beard Challenge is coming to a close, and with over $25,000 raised to help buy more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcasts in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start conversations and to have a chance to share both the good news of Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. We're grateful for the men who've used their beards to advance the gospel this year, and we're hoping for a new crop of whiskered disciples to carry on the tradition next year. To learn more about the Tide Year Beard Challenge and how you can grow your beard to help others hear about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Independent, we are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Also great to be talking with Ken Starr. We're talking about his new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Ken, before we went to break, you brought up the idea of conscientious objection. And there's liberty in that, right?
Absolutely. The very idea of human dignity means I can't go along with that. And so government should not be coercing individuals in matters of conscience, except for the most paramount, compelling kinds of reasons. In our country, Bill, you and I so share this so deeply. Liberty is the baseline. Freedom is the baseline. And so if an individual, and let's just use the case of Jack Phillips, the now famous cake maker, designer in Denver in Lakewood, Colorado, he couldn't in conscience, even though he will serve everyone, regardless of their race, national origin, their gender identity, their sexual orientation. He'll serve anyone and everyone, but there's certain things he can't do. He won't celebrate a divorce. I want a cake, a design cake, not just a cake. You know, he'll sell you a cake in the shop, but I want you to design a specialty cake to celebrate my divorce. No, I can't do that. To celebrate Halloween. No, I can't do that. I can celebrate All Saints Day, but not Halloween. I view that as demonic. Now, not everybody's going to agree with that, right? And, other Christian bakers will say, oh, okay, I don't mind doing it. If you want to celebrate it, I'm going to do it. But what about the person who's an act of conscience, and this is what he could not do. He could not celebrate a same-sex marriage. And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission then said, then you are a very naughty guy. This is a mischievous mask for discrimination and hatred and bigotry. Just a terrible thing said about Jack Phillips. Guess what? The Supreme Court said, Colorado Civil Rights Commission, 7-2, you are evincing hostility to religion. You cannot do that as government officials.
That's huge. That's huge with that kind of return, 7-2. It's not even close.
Massive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big victory for people of faith and for Jack as well. And certainly we followed and reported on that story. Give us another story of conscientious objection.
Yes, they're underway as we see in so many news reports. But another happy ending with the owners of Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby, 600 plus stores around the country. Wonderful stores. These are people of faith who could not, in conscience, provide the full panoply of contraceptive services required by the Obama administration. The Obama administration, as part of its regulation, said you've got to provide these 21 separate kinds of services, methods of contraception, and so forth. The Green family, deeply faithful evangelical Christians, said, Caesar, we can do 17 of these, but we can't do four because we view those with science supporting them as abortive fascians, right? This comes after conception, and to us, life begins. Human life begins at conception. And the government said, I'm so sorry, you just have to bow down to Caesar. And the Supreme Court of the United States, more divided court, but nonetheless still upheld the Hobby Lobby Green family's view that we cannot do that as a matter of conscience, in a mighty opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, who, by the way, is one of the unsung heroes of the Supreme Court. In case after case, Justice Sam Alito is such a powerful and eloquent voice for religious liberty. And there are times when the entire court agrees with the proposition of religious liberty, especially when it comes to issues of autonomy, including, and this is so important for people, of Christian schools and keeping the government out of regulating religious schools in the terms of schools deciding who will teach. And we're going to, I'm sorry, we're going to make a decision that may even go against the civil rights laws of the United States, but we have that right to do it. And the court upheld that 9-0.
Yeah, the right of autonomy, right?
Exactly. The right of autonomy is so important to religious life, to faith communities.
Well, Ken Starr, religious liberty in crisis, you mentioned render to Caesar in referencing Jesus in the book. You said Jesus said very clearly, you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And it is imperative upon people of faith to know the difference, right?
Absolutely. And what the book strives strives to do, and I hope with some success, is to identify six great principles of religious liberty that every citizen, even high schoolers, I think even middle school kids, but certainly high school kids and beyond, can steep themselves through homeschooling or whatever, Sunday school classes, can avail themselves of this tool and to say, we want to become not just better informed, we all want to be well informed, but we want to be effective soldiers of freedom, peace-loving, winsome soldiers. And these six great principles, such as autonomy, such as freedom of conscience, such as freedom from coercion, these great principles, which aren't just some philosophical framework of thinking about life, these are principles that are in our Constitution.
And this is why it's so important that every American knows their rights, because we know the educational systems have been overtaken by the Marxists. They've been indoctrinating our kids. I mean, it is amazing around the households of America, Ken, when the kids come home on college break around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they're sitting around the dinner table and the conversations, and the parents are in shock. They're going, what happened to my child in a very short number of months? And I send them to this expensive college for them to come back and be fully indoctrinated in a short period of time.
It's very dispiriting. And so we have to do homeschooling, so to speak, in the informal sense of let's talk around the table, but we want to be informed so that we have the arguments to rebut the terrible kinds of things, including, frankly, that this country is a bad country. If this country is such a bad country, why are people knocking at the door, climbing over walls and so forth to get in? And if socialism is so great, why aren't people moving to Venezuela? They are moving out of Venezuela. And they would be happy if they could, if those who are there would be happy if they could get out. Cuba, how many people are leaving Miami to migrate to Cuba? And how many?
Yeah. So, no, the boats are always going north, aren't they? They're not going south.
And they're going to freedom. You know, the Statue of Liberty, isn't that just perfect? You know, it started out as a gift just to symbolize friendship between the people of France and the people of the United States. But here it is. It's now this powerful symbol. And I think, to be honest, Governor Cuomo needs to sail out and look up at the Statue of Liberty a bit more, and so does Mayor de Blasio. But that's the point. People are coming to the United States because we are the sweet land of liberty, and shame on those in the educational world who would, shall I just say, dump on America. Of course, every country is imperfect. We understand that. The human race has fallen. We have much that we need to be accountable for and so forth. But let's not ignore the fact that our country is founded on freedom. And by the way, I do need to get out these wonderful, powerful words of the Northwest Ordinance of 1787 and then passed again by the first Congress in 1789. Religion, this is in federal law, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. So there it is. Those three legs of the stool, those three pillars. Mm-hmm. And if people say, oh, well, America was founded on slavery, excuse me, the Northwest Ordinance, which had those words, forbade slavery in the Northwest Territory, which really began with Ohio. We're not talking about Oregon and Washington State. We're talking about Ohio and Indiana and Michigan. We're talking about the heartland of America.
Perfectly said, Ken Starr. Congratulations on the book. It is a true gift, and I appreciate all the effort that went into it. Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty, available now and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Hey, Bill. Thank you. God bless you.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-87, an equal opportunity lender. Rate subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The South Korean government will pardon imprisoned former President Park Geun-hye, who was convicted of corruption in 2018. Park, now 69 years old, was the first South Korean leader to be impeached and removed from office. National Football League legend John Madden unexpectedly passed away Tuesday morning. The Hall of Fame coach, broadcaster, and video game creator was 85 years old. He died in the Bay Area of Pleasanton, California. Humans will be walking on Mars within 5 to 10 years. Elon Musk, making the prediction, said SpaceX will land humans on Mars with its Starship rocket in 10 years' time at the worst-case scenario. Musk was on a podcast released Tuesday. Musk said that the determining factors include engineering the vehicle, adding that Starship is the most complex and advanced rocket that has ever been made. Mr. Musk's goal is to build 1,000 Starship rockets and launch 3 of them a day to fly 1 million people to the red planet. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and if you're listening to us on our special weekend rebroadcast, we welcome you and remind you that we air live daily, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, as I say, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, whether it happens to be the end of the week or through the weekend. Always good to have you here as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. A lot of discussion right now continues around vaccine hesitancy, because the fact is we're not getting the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, right? So you can't blame people. And, of course, now the pushback is such that Americans, God-fearing, God-loving, freedom-loving Americans are saying, no, you are not going to obliterate my constitutional right. It is, you know, like we've been taught and raised for the last couple of decades. It's my body, you know, but suddenly that escapes any kind of relevance with this woke culture that we're dealing with. But OSHA now, if you haven't heard about this, OSHA is discouraging the reporting of adverse reactions to COVID jabs. Now, Veronica Karolinko joins us now. She's a research associate at a defense consulting firm, Geostrategic Analysis. Veronica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing? Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
Well, I'll tell you, it is so good to have you here, because I know you've been drilling down into this. And, you know, our audience wants to know and needs to know about this, because, you know, the mainstream media and what you're reporting on is not heard in the mainstream media. This kind of information is being squelched. It's being censored by the social media oligarchs. You know, how dare we have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. But you say that OSHA's fact page states that the administration will not enforce its own recording requirements related to work-related injuries until at least next May. What's up with this?
Yes, Bill, you are right. While, you know, the media usually monitors what the government agencies, especially in the time of the, you know, they say terrible pandemic, they would usually track and try to analyze everything that the government says. But we know it's very cherry-picked, and everything that doesn't fit their narrative, they will not ever report. And same is true with the update from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. And, you know, it's the vaccine mandate, they are being pushed very aggressively on the businesses. And now OSHA just last week, it submitted a draft of the president's emergency order requiring COVID vaccines or the weekly COVID testing for companies with at least 100 employees. So they submitted the rule, and once the Office of Management and Budget reviews it and greenlights it and publishes it, it becomes a mandate for some 80 million people. But at the same time, OSHA does not want to see any discouraging facts about the injuries that people receive as a result of getting a COVID vaccination. So if you go to the OSHA's official page, FAQ page, there is a question. It reads, if the adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine recordable on the OSHA recording log, so the answer is basically yes, they are, but employers do not have to report them at all. It says that it is because OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging of workers from receiving those vaccines, and they say they do not wish to disincentivize employers' vaccination efforts. And you know, I think this kind of change, it's actually contributing to the vaccine skepticism, to the vaccine hesitancy among those Americans who just don't want, for whatever reason, for medical reasons, for religious reasons, or just simply don't wanting this vaccine is a reason enough not to get it.
Right. Well, you know, they say follow the science, and people are following the science, and they're still questioning, which good scientists still question, you know, the vaccine, the veracity of the vaccine, and, you know, the fact that you are having ill effects. People are dying after having had the vaccine, you know, and we're not doing a deep dive on it. And, you know, in much the same way, we're not doing a deep dive or understanding of people who have already had the disease that are participating in the herd immunity, but were naturally vaccinated. And according to the Israel study, of what, 80,000 people who had COVID, it demonstrated that people who were previously exposed to COVID, their natural immunities are somewhere, you know, 6-13, you know, percent better than this artificial vaccination.
Yes, you're very right. Many people have already had COVID, and this natural immunity. You mentioned the Israel study, but I know other countries have conducted similar studies as well, and they all agree that antibodies that people develop as a result of contracting COVID, or actually it's just true with any with other previous coronaviruses outbreaks that we had, and even sometimes 17, 20 years later, people still have those antibodies, and some researchers believe that this natural immunity may last for a lifetime. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, and they don't know. They don't know, and they're yet, Veronica, they're trying to make it seem like, oh, it may last about 6 to 8 months, might get you through the end of the year, but they don't know that. But they're putting that into the narrative and confusing people into thinking. Now, I said that, you know, imitation vaccine, I meant synthetic. And we know for anybody that has studied, you know, anything about virology or anything that has to do with the body, there is a big difference between that which is synthetic that we put into our bodies versus something that is organic and coming from life that comes into our body. So the natural immunity is going to be, by its very nature, naturally stronger and more effective than a synthesized vaccine. That's common sense, isn't it?
It is, of course, for us, but we're thinking about the issues that really concern health but whether the administration seems to be concerned with politics and possibly profits, because many of the people and scientists, they say that it appears that big pharmaceutical companies, you know, honestly, they just bought CDC and FDA. Those agencies are profoundly corrupt. Many people say that, many people believe that, and judging from the Biden administration being disturbingly uninterested in its own safety surveillance systems like VIRES or VSAFE, we have reports that we have, I believe it's some 16 at least thousand deaths, so possibly associated with the deaths, and 77,800 total adverse events, and many of those adverse events, they occur within 2 days after the vaccination. Previously, healthy people, many of them young people who do not have any cardiac conditions or any blood issues or brain issues, suddenly fall ill with something that they have should have never had. If they did not receive death, but still, nobody's actually analyzing that data, and you know that we know only about the small fraction of actual adverse events, because even the Department of Health and Human Services that runs VIRES jointly with the CDC, they say it's only a small fraction. So it may be, you know, tenfold higher, some scientists believe. So how many dead Americans do we already have thanks to those jabs? That's terrifying.
Well, not only not only dead, but as you mentioned, the numbers of people who've had adverse reactions, and we're not talking that, oh, maybe they got a respiratory problem, a minor but serious respiratory problem. I mean, in some cases, amputation has been involved. I was reading several instances where people have been dealing with this for almost a year. You mentioned months on end of incredible pain.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're grateful for Veronica Kirilenko to be with us. She's the research associate at a defense consulting firm, Geostrategic Analysis, and we're talking about OSHA. And what you're starting to understand here, hopefully, is that the regulators, these entities, these agencies of the government, I mean, they're all in with these draconian acts, these Marxist policies that are coming into play that no longer reflect, what your doctor and you personally would want to do with your body. Now it's the government. It's big government saying what is best for you. And this is amazing the way they've hijacked our lives and the way they're hijacking our constitutional rights. Veronica, you said that OSHA originally, they had in their policy, in their facts page, the statement that, it was your choice to get vaccinated or not. It seemed like it was a general kind of a moderate road that they were traveling on. But yet, recently they changed it and were more directive and specific, which is aligning itself with these policies of the Biden administration, right?
Yes, Bill. They believe that vaccines must be truly voluntary. This is verbatim from their official page that now is being deleted. So you will not find these words on their website anymore, but they were there. Vaccine must be truly voluntary, they said. They said, for example, an employee's choice to accept or decline the vaccine cannot suffer any repercussions from their choice. And they said also that if employees are not free to choose whether or not to receive the vaccine without fearing adverse action from the employer, then the vaccine is not merely recommended, and the employer should consult the regulations of the Department of Labor regarding COVID vaccines that are condition of employment, meaning it was not allowed. So previously, the agency clearly distinguished between recommended and required vaccination in the workplace. So it said that it did not mandate reporting requirements if the businesses had only recommended their workers take the shot. At the same time, they also maintained that employer requires staff to get a COVID vaccine or face repercussions for noncompliance, then the adverse reactions from such shots would have to be formally reported to OSHA if they met all other criteria of the rule. But generally, employers were mandated to report adverse effects to the vaccine, but vaccines, but not anymore. And it all happens because OSHA, you know, they are in June issued a so-called emergency temporarily standard, and they said that because COVID was a grave danger, they implemented a first vaccine mandate. And it covers all of the healthcare companies. And if the healthcare companies would not vaccinate their staff, they would face fines. And it was some $13,500 per violation, their one unvaccinated employee. And now Congress passes this crazy Marxist spending bill, $3.5 trillion. I don't know if you know, but it already has this provision that the fines would be increased dramatically. So per violation, it would be some don't remember for per violation, but they could reach up to $700,000 that the companies would face if one of their employees is not vaccinated or does not take the weekly testing. So I don't know. It's terrible because we already see the shortages of workers, and the companies are already struggling to find people. And this rule, if it's implemented, is going to impact the American workforce. It's going to be such a tremendous impact. I do not even want to think about all those people who will just lose their jobs just because they do not want to comply. But at the same time, Bill, you know, I feel optimistic a little bit because, you know, this so many companies, organizations, people in military, in every industry are trying to push back against it because this is clearly unconstitutional. This is clearly anti-freedom. And there is still a chance that it's not all lost, not yet.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is why, we have to resist in such a way that is at least in the same measure that they have. Right now, they have the bully pulpit. They have control of Congress. And you're exactly right with this $3.5 trillion, which, you know, may be negotiated down, even if it's negotiated down $2 trillion. The armament of these three-letter agencies and these draconian and Marxist plans that are embedded in this bill is very dangerous because what they're doing is they're subordinating the responsibilities of Congress to these unelected bureaucrats and these agencies. And here they are, they're coming back and, you know, you don't have any recourse. You know, they're going to fine you $700,000. You talk about employees being out of work. You're going to talk about businesses that are going to be destroyed because of this. And here we are. We're trying, you know, to, you know, compete on the international level. And again, it seems the Democrats are doing everything they can to interfere with fair competition and to level the playing field. At least with Trump, the playing field was being leveled and America was back. And look what we had. We had the lowest unemployment that we had in a long time. We were energy independent. Our border was secure. Our international standing had recovered after the eight malaise years of the Biden-Obama administration. And now all of a sudden that has gone away because supposedly some 80 million people, I guess they got tired of having success and paying low prices at the gas tank and being able to not deal with inflation and pay high prices for food in the grocery store. They just said, hey, look, at you know, I'm for high prices in the grocery store and high prices at the gasoline tank, and Joe Biden is my guy, right?
Yeah, you know, I've seen a joke. Maybe it was probably from the B, you know, the satirical conservative side. So they posted something like, oh, the big tech must probably be censoring liberals now because I don't see any praise for Joe Biden on social media anymore from them. Yeah, you cannot possibly defend everything that is going on in America right now, you know, using any rational arguments.
Yes.
You simply cannot sugarcoat it and say that it will benefit Americans or, you know, making it stronger, making it more prosperous. It doesn't. I mean, you need to be really twisted to try to present it to give it some positive twist.
Right. Well, the left has done everything they can. They've been fear mongers. They've been doing everything they can to scare the holy what have you out of the American people. But then look at the numbers. I mean, even the CDC a couple of months ago had to come back and say that really the people that died of COVID only, was less than 5%. But yet they talk about, you know, this virus being so dangerous. I'm not saying that it isn't. And I'm not saying that it's not participating in the elimination and the killing of people. I'm not saying that. But when you look at it on its face and say, how much damage actually is COVID doing? And they say less than 5%. I mean, it's half the number of a flu season. But yet, you know, the numbers they continue to insist on printing up is, I think we're up to, 733,000 you know, COVID-related deaths. I guess that's the way you should put it. It's COVID-related. It's not, COVID only, because even, we had a recent iconic general, Colin Powell, who passed away. And, they were really, they were hard-pressed to say that, it was by COVID because he had been vaccinated. And the other thing is that, he had comorbidities, and that was well-published. So, we're sorry that with anybody passing, but this stuff has to be put into perspective, especially when you are trying to control people's lives and you want to give them some good, common sense, practical things to do in order to protect themselves against COVID. Whether it's, if you think wearing a mask is the way to do it, I think that we've upped our game when it comes to hygiene and the washing of hands and being careful not to be on top of people. People are more mindful of, if you are sick and before I think COVID, people were pretty well open to be coughing, in public. Now, they don't do that quite as easily these days, because you go coughing in public and it's almost like you get a band of people around you that want to throw a hazmat suit and walk you out of the retail store, right?
Well, maybe it's true for big cities, people in rural areas are so much more laid back and so much more relaxed, they don't panic dwellers in L.A. or New York or, Portland, right. Seattle do. They're more critical, I guess, because they know that the numbers, and they see those lies. We know that the numbers are botched, and we know that those PCR tests, they were never even intended to be used as a diagnostic tool. You know that they are hypersensitive. This is why they yield such a high number of cases. And we know those cases, but case merely means that the person was tested positive, that their test was positive. But some people do say and recognize that it doesn't mean that those people are actually sick. They may not have any virus, but they still count it as a positive case. And
gotta leave it there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.